Ken Cruley is joining us live this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line from politicsandstuff.com. Ken, we are looking at election spending, but the thing is that the end is near when you talk about this campaign. And it seems like we're at the point where it's like constant campaign ads on radio and TV. What are you seeing out there when it comes to spending around here?
Well, there's some incredible numbers this year, locally, and a large part of it is being enabled by state money, which is available for the first time for state legislative candidates. In 9 different campaigns in Western New York alone, about $1.2 million of state taxpayer money is helping to fund some campaigns.
I mean, big numbers. Where are you seeing the most money spent? What are some of the races that have really hit that dollar figure and made it go up?
Well, the big one is in the 143rd Assembly District. Monica Wallace, the incumbent Democrat, and Pat Kuczynski, the Republican challenger. The numbers that we have available are only up through October 21st, so which is about 2 weeks before the election. So they're still going to be spending more than what I'm just going to be talking about. But as of October 21st, both Wallace and Kuczynski have spent $265,000 each on their campaigns, which is an extraordinary amount of money for a state legislative seat.
Is that the most for a local race, or what about the Erie County DA's race?
The DA's race is more. Again, because the information is not current, as of October 21st, it only shows the $141,000 spent by Keene, but he had $362,000 still available to spend. Gardner had spent $306,000 at that point, had $7,000 left to spend. But when, as we all know from watching TV and other things, the amount of spending is well beyond that. Individually, Kane has raised over $600,000. Gardner has raised $125,000 and put about $500,000 of his own personal wealth into the campaign. And so I would expect when we're all done with that both of them will probably be spending $600,000 to $700,000 on their campaigns. It's a very, very high number for a DA race.
Yeah, this is an eye-opening number. You know, Ken, a lot has been made of the changing landscape. When you look at some of this money, where exactly is it being put? Is it still mostly TV ads? Because, you know, I'm thinking of so many people streaming right now or, you know, using their own thing. I see, you know, in my personal life, far fewer campaign ads than I ever used to. Unless you're on during a football game, I'm probably not seeing your TV ad. But is that still where most of the money's being placed?
Well, it's being placed there because it's so expensive. There's also a lot of use of social media on Facebook and other platforms. And so that's eating up money, but TV ads are expensive, even with the breaks that they get for being candidates. And so that's where the big money is going. Yes, that's still the case.
You know, I got to ask you, because you said at the start that state money is available to campaigns for the first time. I think you said $1.2 million is being spent or available here. Why is that available?
Well, the state 2 or 3 years ago set up a procedure called the campaign financing program, and the intention was to help level the playing field, providing candidates who couldn't raise a lot of money on their own to produce money from the state, and that campaign in the 143rd is a good example of that. Wallace has raised all of her money one way or another, direct raising or from help from the Assembly Campaign Committee. Kuczynski received the maximum amount you could receive from the state, which was $175,000. during the course of the year, he raised about $67,000 on his own. And he also got some help from the Republican committee in Albany. But $175,000 in state taxpayer money is certainly a major boost for him, and it puts him competitively in the race with Wallace.
You have a lot of these races that people don't really generally see as being contested, like the 63rd Senate District, yet still lots of money is spent.
Certainly, in the 63rd District, April Baskin has spent, as of October 21st, $307,000. Her opponent at that stage had spent a little under $17,000, so considerably different. However, her opponent, Jack Moretti, yesterday actually received $96,000 from the state. I'm not sure what a candidate can do with that amount of money with 4 days left in the campaign, but that brings him up a little bit. But in the case of Baskin, her numbers are rather extraordinary for a first-time candidate for the state legislature.
Hey, Ken, what do you think of the surge in early voting around here and people willing to wait 90 minutes to cast their ballot?
It's rather incredible. With the lines I've seen personally, it's just the other day it was pouring rain and people were standing in line outside of the Empress location carrying umbrellas. We haven't seen that before. The numbers are very strong. It looks like the way things are going, the final numbers as of Sunday are going to be in the 125,000 to 150,000 vote cast range. To give you some perspective on that, in the last presidential campaign in Erie County, there were 476,000 votes cast. So it's possible that by next Sunday, we'll already have about a third of the total vote that was cast 4 years ago.
Ken, just on a personal level, like, are you stunned when you see that? When I hear about some of the amount of time that some people are waiting to early vote, and just think of, you know, my history voting here in Western New York, where Erie County, Niagara County, all the places that I've had to cast a ballot before, I don't think I've ever waited more than 5 minutes on election day. Your people are willing to wait in line for an hour or more.
Yeah, I am stunned. I've never seen that around here. We've seen reports like this in other places from Georgia and North Carolina, for example, earlier this year, but I always thought that that's what they did because of the way they run the thing. But part of the reason, though, Brian, I think, is that some folks, for some reason, think that they can only early vote in the town or a city that they live in. And actually, you can vote in any one of 38 locations in Erie County. There are five in Niagara County. And If you stand in line in Amherst, you could just as well go to Newstead or Clarence and probably get out a lot quicker. And part of it, I think, is just people who haven't voted early in the past not knowing what the other options are.
Yeah, you might be right. Hey, Ken, it's great to talk with you. Thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.